And welcome to Viewpoints, Dominion DMS's video podcast, where we highlight our vendor partners. I'm Sharon Kitzman, president of Dominion DMS. And with us today, we're speaking to Scott Morley. He's the founder and president of 365 Digital, but he goes by a lot of different titles. Scott, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Excited to be here. Excited to work with Dominion.
Excellent. Why don't you tell us and our dealers a little bit about yourself and 365 Digital? I'm sure many of them have heard of you, but maybe don't know all that you have to offer.
Sure. So I've been in the payment space for about 20 years. Most recently, we started a product, 365 Digital, to help with the fintech side of the industry, which is really important. The payment, basically integrating payments to technology. And this last 3 years, we've built out technology that integrates to different software platforms to make it basically a hub to be able to create payments, whether it's ACH or credit card.
Okay.
And that's how we came to you guys, or vice versa, to integrate to your software with DMS.
Excellent. And, I'm assuming with online retailing just booming right now, your business is probably doing pretty well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 2023 has been an incredible year, especially with all of the, again, this technology. We rolled out a program called 365 Checkout, and it's our latest software, which allows basically payments to occur on site through a credit card terminal, or you can send payments out, requests out to mobile phones, which are obviously a very important part of the payment ecosystem now. People can pay by clicking a link on their phone or receiving a text message from the dealership, and they can pay their invoices in advance to going to that business. And it's incredible. The biggest change in the last 10 years has been the technology. It's moving, just with the dealership side too. Everything is moving so fast, and if you don't, you have to keep up with it. It's a challenge for sure.
Right. I recently, I think I've mentioned this on a prior podcast as well. I recently just did a new car lease, and they actually for the deposit anyway, they actually took my credit card and took it away, right. and ran it through a machine, and I was a little surprised. Because I am so used to not only in the automotive industry now with solutions like your own, but really anywhere that I use a credit card, I'm used to kind of getting that text and that link either back to an app, right, or the affirmation that I approved the charge right away.
Yeah, I think one of the big changes has been that what you're saying is people are not handing their card to someone else to utilize it anymore. I mean, it's very rare. Just like you're in a grocery store, you see a terminal that sits in front of you to complete a checkout, but the dealers now have access through our system with you guys, have access to be able to send out a text or an email or both simultaneously. And that customer of theirs can pay prior to showing up the dealer, whether it's a invoice for a service work that was done, or a deposit on a car, or whatever it might be.
Yeah, that's great. You have to keep up with the consumer expectations, which it sounds like you are. So the technology continues to evolve. You continue to try and take advantage of it. Do you feel like that's your unique value to dealers? Oftentimes, dealers look at vendor partners as a service as well. Is there something that you consider to be unique when you pitch your offering to a dealer versus maybe competitors that you might have in the market?
That's a great question. I mean, the dealers, one of their challenges with payments, because as you well know, they're really in tune with finance. I mean, they're making a lot of money on the finance side. They're doing things on the finance side. And payments are a necessary part of their ecosystem, but it's also kind of a necessary evil. And what I mean by evil is there's a lot of cost to payments. I mean, and it's not just from us, it's from the card brands, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, all the cards have a lot of fees associated with it that we pass on to the dealers. But we do have two things, I think, that help the dealers immensely, and that is the technology side, which we kind of touched on. And we also have some newer technologies on the payment side, which can help dealers mitigate the amount of money that they're having to pay for the transactions. And some of that lies with just a shift in the way things are done now. And in some cases, dealerships can eliminate almost all of their transactional fees on the credit card side through our, and that's all done through our technology that we offer as part of the, you know, part of our service with Dominion.
Just to kind of quantify that, maybe for kind of a medium-sized dealer, how much would that be?
So another good follow-up. Dealers, on average, we see about $10,000 to $12,000 a month in credit card processing fees, you know, from an average dealership. In some cases, depending on the program you choose with us, they could save, like, say 90% or even more of that in terms of cost. So the way that it's being done is it's being done through a model, either surcharging or dual pricing. And I don't know if you've seen, I know everyone has seen this. You go to a gas station and you go use a credit card and you pay a one fee for, you know, credit card transaction, another fee for cash, right? It's a pump. It's kind of similar to that. But what's nice about our system is because we have ACH, which is electronic checks, integrated to it, the consumer or the client can choose to pay either way. They can pay by credit card, and they might pay a slightly additional fee for that. And then if they choose to pay by check, they don't pay any fee at all. So it's a really nice way to present the bill to someone in giving them the option to pay the way they prefer. And if they pay by check, they're going to avoid having to pay some additional fees. And then in turn, if the dealer takes a credit card, they're not upset because their cash flow is not interrupted at all, because they're not essentially not paying any transactional fees anymore. And it's been a really positive experience for the dealers that have implemented that system.
It's fantastic. You know, when I think about dealers, even the recent experience that I shared earlier, you know, just the number of systems that they're in and out of, and how everything has to kind of connect together in order for the dealer user, right? The F&I manager or the salesperson or the cashier or whomever, and the client on the other side of the counter in the form of the consumer wanting a smooth, seamless time frame to complete that transaction. Our product has a part in that. Your product has a part in that. There's probably a couple other products that have a part in that.
Right.
Just from your view, is there something we can do differently? Is there something we could do better to continue to streamline that and make it a more seamless process for the user?
Well, I mean, I think the way it's built right now, I mean, as of right now, it is a pretty streamlined process. From the dealer standpoint, from their users, you know, they're, like you said, everyone within the dealership, and probably, obviously, maybe even more important would be their customer. And their customer experience is what you never want to do is upset that customer in terms of, you know, no one wants to wait in lines. No one wants to wait to check out. No one wants to do these things. And with our system in place, with Dominion, everything can be done. Like I said, it can be done face-to-face in the dealership via a terminal that sits on their countertop, or it can be done on a text or an email or both, like I said. And the advantage you have is when the customer comes in to pick up their car from service or whatever they paid for, they can literally walk up to the countertop and they know whether that transaction has been completed through by looking up the you know, client within Dominion. They can see everything. It's a really clean process. And what's even better, I think, is from a training standpoint, a rollout standpoint, there's really nothing there's very limited it's very limited in terms of what has to be done on the dealer side. It's a very intuitive system. I mean, it's a point and click kind of thing. We do have training videos that we'll provide the dealers so they have on demand anytime they want. They can watch a training video to help, you know, with their staffing. And then we also have, you know, support, and we have live support. We don't have, you know, you don't get into a, typically you can either email and get a response back, you know, relatively quickly on emails, but also if you need immediate help, calling our desk is going to get you to a qualified representative to help them out.
That's great. Perfect. Because so much of that's done via chat these days.
And
sometimes when you just need somebody to talk to, it's nice to have that option.
Well, AI is great, but it does sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes getting caught into a queue of hitting a bunch of numbers or ants, you're having to answer 10 questions to get to the where you want to go. It sometimes is a lot easier just grab a phone. Yeah. And
sometimes I think I'm having to answer a bunch of questions on an AI bot that, given that it's an AI bot, should know the answer to those questions based on my account already.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sure it'll continue to improve. Speaking of continue to improve or evolve, this industry that we're in is also constantly evolving. I'm sure in your business, you're very focused on what the Fed is doing with rates and how that might translate to different rates on the fintech side as well. But as maybe you and your team sit down on a regular basis and strategize around possible upside or downside in the industry, what are the types of things that you're thinking about? And maybe what are the types of things that you're doing to help protect dealers?
Yeah, that's a good question. The dealer, again, one of the things I think from the dealer side that we're always very aware of is the fees. I mean, the fees, you know, when they see their bills, like we were talking about earlier, and getting a $10,000 or $12,000, you know, statement from us, fees, and they look at that, a lot of times they don't understand it entirely in terms of the cost. They think that we're making, you know, $10,000 or $12,000 a month in fees, and that's not true. Because the vast majority of those fees are going to the car brands, and there's reasons for it, and there's risk involved, there's other things. So again, part of our shift has been in really the last 2 years, really strong, has been how do we provide dealers options, you know, to where we can lighten the load on the fees and still provide them the best in class technologies. And really by having both those available at the same time, we're providing the best possible product to the dealer. I mean, again, this with surcharging and with dual pricing, the dealers are, you know, they look at it this way. They have $10,000 to $12,000 more to their bottom line every month, you know, and a little bit of pushback from the consumer sometimes. But at the same time, if you have the ACH enabled, which we do, because it's all integrated to our system, that it's not generally going to be an issue for them to roll that system out in that way.
It's fantastic. At least you're providing them options, right?
Yeah, that's the key. Because if you in the early days, dealers started doing some of these on their own, and they started adding, let's say, a 3 or 4% fee at checkout for a credit card transaction. But if they didn't offer any other way for them to save that money by paying by check, like again, electronically or some other means, then they would get there would be pushback and there would be problems. But when you have the ability for them to easily, you know, pay another method and not have to pay that additional fee, that's what really makes it work well.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of dealers out there listening to this podcast that would love to take advantage of that type of an option. If somebody would like to get to know more about your business and what you have to offer at 365 Digital, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
You can do it through your site, through a partner portal for sure. And we're listed in there. And online, obviously, that's probably the best way to contact us is right through your partner portal. And we're under and it's 365 with 360 and then FIVE. And it's under payments is what it's under. So we have our parent company is digital. We have payments and we also have the new system, which is called Checkout. And all these integrate to basically to Dominion, and it's going to be fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, it is kind of an interesting way to spell it. So I'm glad that you pointed that out to them. All right. So as we close out our session here today, I try to ask this question of everybody. You know, the auto industry is such a visceral kind of experience for a consumer. Oftentimes, you know, it's the second largest investment that someone might make. Do you have a car story, maybe something that's kind of close to your heart, a favorite make or model that you can share with us?
Yeah, I got a funny story. So it's going to date me quite a bit though, Sharon, I'm going to tell you that. So it's kind of a funny story. I don't know if it's really considered the my favorite car, but I will say in my heart it is, I guess. So on my 16th birthday, we were shopping for cars, and I had my eye on a BMW 2002, and that, by the way, is not the 2002 year, because this is 1983, is when my 16th birthday was. So it was a 2002 model, and probably a 1976 or something like that, whatever it was, I'm not sure. And I got a phone call from my father at a friend's house, because that's where I was when he got home from work, and he said, come home. And I thought, okay, I'm going to in the driveway when I get home. And lo and behold, I get home, and in the driveway was a yellow Chevy Vega station wagon. And not the epitome of a car that a 16-year-old would say, this is a great day for me. But nevertheless, it was my car. I didn't have to drive my parents' car. And I never had to worry about what happened to it, because no one really cared. And, you know, so I didn't get the BMW. I got the Chevy Vega as my first car. And it's probably, despite not being recognized as one of the better cars ever made, it was probably on the bottom tier. By probably the bottom 10, is still one of my most fond memories.
So. Yeah, I think that's a great story around vehicle equals freedom, no matter what the vehicle.
It was. You know, my friends always had to worry when you drove when they were driving their parents' cars. And you know, I live in the Detroit area, so a lot of automotive families with nice driving Cadillacs and Lincolns, and their parents have nice cars. And they, every time we go out, we have to go to have them washed or cleaned afterwards. My car, you never had to worry about anything.
My parents always said, my dad always said, you can't park within 30 spaces of the door of the shopping mall, Sharon. You need to park way out so that he didn't get any door dings. But
so Sharon, I can park anywhere. That was the good thing. didn't matter.
Well, did you eventually get the BMW?
No, actually, you know, believe it or not, no. I've had some nicer cars, you know, and I love my car. I have a Land Rover today. That's
okay. Yeah, that's
a little better than a Chevy Vega.
The Vega, yeah. Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have a nice chat with you, and great to learn more about your business and your solution. And again, I think the dealers listening to this podcast will feel the same, and hopefully they reach out to you soon.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here with us. Appreciate your partnership.